The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish, who joins us all the way from Stockholm in Sweden. Hello from the bright side of the world, Monsieur. How is it going?
Bonjour to you. Abs, very, very good, thanks. Beautiful day. I'm in the archipelago just outside of Sweden, you know, and absolutely gorgeous day. And we're having weather here, they said they haven't had in the summer for many, many years. It goes up to about 30. I mean, it's already bright, bright sunlight and beautiful, about 25 degrees already. So absolutely super.
Absolutely fantastic. And the first time I had you talk about this tax on social media, I thought to myself, this is madness. This is ludicrous. But Uganda apparently is rethinking its decision.
Well, there have been massive protests about it, and I think that's what's making them rethink. You know, this is about the equivalent of about 72 South African cents when they want, you want to access the social media, and they also you pay a tax too on using the mobile money, which of course is something that is very, very widely used in Uganda and other African countries because of course they don't, there are many people are without bank accounts, but they use this access to their money through the mobile phones. Now they're saying, or opponents of Yoweri Museveni are saying this is a bit too end dissidents or to stifle dissidents. Museveni was saying he was taxing the social media to end gossip on that media, and then also he wants to raise revenue. We don't know exactly how much and how efficient it would be, how he would go about it. But the point is, it doesn't seem to be working thus far, and they're going to have to think again, maybe like our toll roads, eh?
Yeah, no. And moving on to Zimbabwe, our neighbors, apparently there's a scandal over leaked data.
Yeah, well, here we are, another game, social media. Suddenly, potential supporters for ZANU-PF received these personalized, unsolicited messages on their mobile phones. And the opposition is saying, well, that's it. The government is caught with its hands in the cookie jar. There's no legal way that these phone numbers, the addresses of these supposed supporters could be accessed, you know. So the government has actually used its power to access these numbers and is trying to solicit support from people in this way, which is completely illegal and unethical.
And, speaking about my favorite, the African Union. I mean, what's the latest coming out with them?
Well, you know, they have set up, or it with France's help, they've set up this G5, the security arrangement between Burkina Faso, Chad, Mauritania, Niger, and Mali in the Sahel, that area bordering on the Sahara. And, of course, there have been these 10 very, very serious attacks in Niger, two very, very serious attacks of late in Mali, where France had to step in to prevent the jihadists actually taking over the entire country. Now, analysts, security analysts are saying, is the African Union up to the task of tackling security in the Sahel? Emmanuel Macron, the French president, was at the African Union summit in Nouakchott last week, speaking about the support he's giving it and that they would continue. But can they do it without that? Basically, the analyst's feeling is that the G5 force is weak and lacks basic capabilities. They maintain it'll be a long time before this coalition will be effective enough to fight terror in the Sahel, which is growing, and that it's going to need international support. Well, of course, it has effectively got the endorsement of the United Nations Security Council, so countries are going to have to step in to help. Africa wants to find African solutions to African problems, and it's something we have to keep working towards, but you can't turn your back on the assistance that will come from the, particularly the Western powers in this regard. So we're just going to have to keep our powder dry, as it were.
All right. Monsieur, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting again next week. À la semaine prochaine.
Lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much. That is Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, all the way from Sweden to you.